listening to Go On with Jess Leach, part of the Treehouse Lifestyle Network. Go On is a weekly chat with interesting people on the topics of style, food, design, and the like. On this episode of Go On, I'm talking with Chris Ryan, creative director at Once Films. Chris is the driving force behind the documentary series, The Spotlight Series, a collection of personal vignettes that feature craftsmen, artists, and entrepreneurs. Thanks for being here today, Chris.
Thanks for having me.
Chris, why don't you tell me what drove you to start the Spotlight Series and focus it, obviously, on STL artists and makers?
Absolutely. You know, I could probably romanticize how the Spotlight Series got started and what our grand vision for the whole project was, but frankly, it really started because it sounded like fun. The original concept for the idea was to just find a few people that would maybe never in a million years call us and have us do some work for them or anything that would cannibalize commercial projects or anything like that. But would just, you know, we're craftsmen, like you said, craftsmen, artists that we were really interested in and did work that we were interested in and locations we were really interested in. Stuff that, again, just sounded like fun. You know, people that were cool and, you know, we got to kind of duck away for a week to go shoot some stuff and have a good time. And it would sort of get us back to a little bit of the roots of why we got into this business to begin with.
So you said we, and I assume that that means Once Films because this is done under Once Films. So tell me a little bit about Once Films, your role there, and why you wanted to break off to do this kind of work as opposed to the daily grind work that you're doing.
Once Films is a very small group of people that are passionate about filmmaking, visual arts. We're a team of people that have formal education, film background, video backgrounds. I personally have a photography background. Once Films was started because we really saw an opportunity to kind of do something different with photography, do something different with video that really kind of push the sort of visual elements of things, try to push the, maybe not push cinematography, it's not like we're trying to reinvent the wheel, but we wanted to just kind of do some new stuff with the way we, you know, put stories out into the world, and video was our opportunity to do that. Obviously, we do mostly commercial work. That's where we pay the bills, right? It's where we pay salaries and rent and all that stuff. But it allows us to do a lot of really cool personal projects, and the Spotlight Series is just one of those.
Cool. So how many makers, artists, entrepreneurs have you guys featured in the Spotlight Series thus far?
So far, we have done 7 films. So we started with the first couple last year. I think we did 4 more. So we did 2 the first year, 4 last year, and we're just premiering our first one of 2015.
So which one's been your favorite?
Oh, that's
Do you
really
have a
hard.
Favorite?
You know,
are they all? Tell me about some of the films. I mean, obviously, we'll link in the show notes to the site with all of the films, and you can watch them. I've watched a few of them myself. But tell me what it's like to work with these artists who, like you said, wouldn't normally call you for this kind of work.
Absolutely. I always kind of joke about, you know, picking a favorite of the Spotlight Series is like picking your favorite kid. Maybe you're biased for sure. You really click with a few. But at the end of the day, oftentimes it's the last one you worked on or it's the one you're working on right now. The goal of the Spotlight Series for us is to really envelop ourselves into those projects and immerse it ourselves completely and, you know, just lay it out on the table. So if you don't love the one you're working on, you're probably setting yourself up for failure. The projects we worked on, I think, especially ones that have really been close to home, have been the one about Mike at Sump. I love motorcycles. It was one of the first ideas I had for one of the lines of business that I wanted to get involved in because I love motorcycles, especially old ones and cantankerous ones and things that break all the time. And Mike was just a fantastic candidate. I just ran across him accidentally driving by a shop and of course jumped out and went and talked to him and all that good stuff. You know, I really, really enjoyed working on the one that we premiered in the fall for Jermaine Todd and Wanzi.
That one made me cry.
Good. That was the goal. No.
It seemed like when he teared up, I teared up. It got very emotional, although I do cry at like Google Chrome commercials. So I'm setting the bar pretty low for crying at TV. But that film, like his story and his passion behind it, I felt that
through the documentary you guys did on him.
Good. You know, and it brings up a good point. I mean, one of the things I've done some reflection, let's say, on the films that we've done, and getting to watch something 6 months after you made it, they're really, you know, as a collective, they're really a self-portrait oftentimes for all of us at once. They're, you know, we just have so much of ourselves into them, and you can kind of pinpoint exactly when you made them or how you were feeling at the time, because, you know, while all of the emotion that came out from Germaine in the Mwanzi film happened for sure, it definitely takes our perspective editing to really show it. I mean, we have some choices along the way to cut things, to leave things in, to, you know, really craft the story exactly like we want to. And I think that was a really important time for a number of us. And it mirrored the, you know, it mirrored some challenges we were looking at too.
Yeah. So how does the process work? You hear about some cool people, you see some tables that you like, and you're like, hey, I wonder who made these. How do you find the people that you're showcasing these stories?
Well, we always ask for nominations from the general public, let's say, you know, anybody and everybody. I'm constantly asking people I meet or know or somebody who does something cool, you know, who else do you know, right?
Oh, that sounds actually very, very familiar to me.
We've actually gotten a number of nominations, a number of people that we've done films on that came from another spotlight subject. You know, so the latest about Ellie was a nomination from Mike at Sump, who said, oh, you should really talk to her. If you're doing more of these, she would be a great candidate. Of course, we went and talked to her. So we do that. Also, you know, you'll find me looking at the labels of every little thing I see, especially if I think it's made in St. Louis, of course. You know, Mwanzi I found because I like some tables, quite literally saw them. You know, I think maybe I saw them at Four Hands and at Sump Coffee. And I was like, who's making these? This is really cool. And, you know, kind of, you know, I've told Germaine this, but kind of stalked them online and checked them out. I'm like, wow, this could be really neat. Let's just go out and say hi, drop in, shoot them an email, that kind of thing. So we try to make kind of a lighter direction. It's often hard to, you know, start the conversation in a very honest way with people because they always expect that you want something from them or that you're trying to sell them something or you'll ask for money, ask for, I don't know, anything and everything, or try to leverage it for your own reasons, you know, and exploit the people that you were talking to. And we never, ever have that intention. We try to be as upfront as possible with everyone and really lay out on the line. We actually created, you know, something that we can send people that says, hey, look, we promise not to exploit you. We promise that we have great intentions. And now that we've had so many under our belt that, like, we can really show what we're doing. But the first few were tricky.
Yeah, that's fun. I mean, not fun. That sounds very hard, but also very fun.
Yeah.
You're pouring.
It's gotten much easier, especially to sort of turn that corner to say, I mean, nobody, we don't typically feature people that want to be movie stars.
Right.
I mean, they're kind of happy doing their thing, and they're just trying to make a living day to day. And it's a lot of the same sort of small business struggles that we go through constantly. And so I think we understand that. And I try to relate that to people pretty quickly. I'm like, we're kind of in the same boat. We're not a monster conglomerate film production company, right? We're not, you know, coming in as this, you know, huge enterprise and we're going to take advantage of you, small guy. You know, we're just like them in so many ways. So I think that helps a lot. And then once they sort of get comfortable with the idea, then we're off to the races and we have a blast.
So how long? You said a week? You spent a week with them shooting-ish?
You know, it's really hit or miss. The great thing about personal projects is we can do them whenever we want. So there's not a fixed production schedule. We know we have a deadline. We know we start making promises at some point to, you know, have another release or to have we're going to have a party and we want everybody to come out and see it. So at some point we have to get it done. But sometimes we'll go out for an hour or two. We'll shoot a little bit. Sometimes we'll do that a couple of times. Sometimes we'll shoot a whole bunch in just one big day. We really try to not set up a lot of expectations. And oftentimes, you know, we're working with our schedule, our client schedule, our normal workflow. We have to work with the subject's, you know, schedule. Are they busy? Are they, you know, swamped with something? They don't want to be bothered with us for a little bit. So it's all over the map. You know, sometimes, I mean, frankly, we overshoot. We could probably make half-hour documentaries about these things. But we just have so much fun doing it. We sort of enjoy the company. We enjoy the change of scenery. And it's a blast. And we just keep trying new things and experimenting with whether it's film techniques or, you know, there's a lot of times we'll go out for 2 hours and we'll really only shoot for like 20 minutes. And the rest of it's just yakking. You know,
well, you're hanging out with interesting people who are doing cool things. I can see how you would get lost in conversation
Yeah, and all the subjects, I mean, they're really, again, they're really personal. I mean, it's stuff that looks really cool. It's stuff that I want to trade place with somebody sometimes, you know. I want to go do that. You know, I want to do tattoos. I want to, you know, build motorcycles. I want to make furniture. That sounds fantastic. And sometimes I would trade that in a second for what I do. But I have it really good to be able to try all these little jobs maybe or see how they work for a little, you know, whatever, a month at a time. It's awesome.
Yeah. So everybody that you've featured is St. Louis based.
They are.
Everybody who you will continue to feature will be St. Louis based. Is that a fair statement?
I think it's a fair short-term statement.
Okay.
You know, I think that, you know, the Spotlight series is definitely not about limitations. So while St. Louis is really convenient for us and we love St. Louis and that's a huge priority, it is to, you know, have some community benefit there and to kind of keep that whole ball rolling. I don't know, you know, if I got to do a Spotlight series on an astronaut in the International Space Station, I might take that chance.
So. I like that you shot directly to space. Yeah. Like,
I figured it was the least local thing possible. So
you got that right.
Right. But you know, I mean, we don't have any plans to, but I mean, I the Spotlight series is for me, it's about gut feelings. And so I don't want to put too many rules on gut feelings. You know, if there's something amazing that somebody's doing in a far off land, by all means, like that sounds pretty cool. And as strictly a stress reliever and as something just fun and that reinvokes the passion of what we do every day, you know, I want to go do that wherever it takes me.
Chris, it's so exciting to hear you talking about this because I feel like that's kind of what I set out to do with the City in a Jar and what I have mm-hmm. done with a lot of the interviews with local people. And you know, I'm not doing it as in-depth as you are, but it is fun to go have those interesting conversations. And you're one of, you know, the people that I'm reaching out to have this interesting conversation with. But it's inspiring to hear you talk about this and talk about the time you spend with these people, because I feel like I'm on the exact same level when I spend those time with people to cover them in the blog.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, an interesting facet of something I was just thinking about too is a lot of the people that we feature, not everyone, but a lot of them work independently. They work alone, which to have, and I like to think that we really connect with people. I mean, one of our approaches is to not come in. We have an atypical filmmaking approach. It's one that is really driven by, you know, an immersion and a connection. It's not, oh, okay, we'll bring a whole bunch of people out and we'll have sort of a technical geek out day. I mean, everybody who is involved gets so like connected to these projects and so connected to these people that, you know, it's a really wonderful experience. I mean, to just have that kind of one-on-one direct relationship with a bunch of people is pretty amazing.
Yeah, yeah, it is. I mean, it shows in the films when you watch them, you see these people and it's not just, hey, here's a guy making a table. It's his story, and you do get wrapped up in it. And he gets emotional, and you get emotional. And it's the same with all of them. You're really telling that story, and the audiences make it. Or maybe it's just me. Maybe it's just I like to overconnect with people through media, but I'm feeling a connection through it too.
Yeah, and it's funny for me. You know, a bit of a personal fact is I'm hugely introverted, believe it or not.
I would not believe that, actually.
I am terrible. I always grew up as, you know, you get me in a room and a crowd of people, I'm the quiet guy in the corner. But I love one-on-one interactions. I mean, I just love it. I love that, you know, sort of honest conversation we can have with somebody when all the rest of the world melts away. And that's what we hope to get every time we start these projects. And you know, what we've tried to do over time is to make that financially viable as well. So it's not just the Spotlight series, but we learn so much through those projects that we're trying to find a way to make a living off of that as well. So we're getting there.
That's so exciting. So tell me a fun fact about you that just by looking at you, I would not know.
Just by looking at me.
Or maybe not just by looking at you, but like after reading your bio on Once Films and like having a conversation, like throw something on a left field.
All right. So I think one thing that people don't expect is that I'm heavily involved in international disaster response. You know, I lost a family house in Katrina, and afterwards I started searching for a way to help families that, you know, were affected by similar natural catastrophes. I got my EMT license, learned search and rescue technician courses, did a number of things like that. So with a group called Team Rubicon, I've gone around the world and helped people in need. It's a pretty interesting way to spend your free time.
Wow.
I would say.
Yeah, I would say that too.
I got a call today about a response to Oklahoma and the recent tornadoes and storms and, you know, calls every once in a while to go overseas. And when I can make it happen with work and we don't have massive client obligations, then I try to sneak away.
Wow.
So it's a really fascinating way to give back. Not even to give back. That's probably the wrong word, because it's fulfilling on a personal level for me too. But it's something else that I'm constantly learning. And it really grounds me back home and back in St. Louis and living in my, you know, comfortable house and a comfortable bed and, you know, seeing complete, you know, to see a family's whole world get taken away is a really good way to stay humble.
Absolutely. That is certainly on a left field there, Chris. But so great to hear. So such a cool and interesting and completely unexpected hobby.
Yeah, it's a weird one. When I first went into EMT school a couple of years ago, people thought I was crazy. And then when I went to the Philippines right after Typhoon Haiyan, they definitely thought I was crazy. And you know, I slept in a tent on an airfield for 2 weeks and was bitten up by ants and couldn't take a shower and didn't have food or water. But we made a real impact on a lot of people's lives. And you know, it was really, a really amazing experience. And to come home after that, I think it was had a different perspective on things.
Absolutely. So anything else you want to drop at me from Once?
Oh, man.
Or anything else you're doing?
Oh, yeah. What else am I doing? No, just kidding. No, you know, we're always looking for community participation. We really want to project the Spotlight series as something that everyone can get involved in. The Spotlight series is not about Once Films. It's definitely not about Chris Ryan. It, you know, is about, you know, just giving a platform to some people that wouldn't have it otherwise. And that's my unique way to do it. But things like your podcast and so many other cool things that are going on in St. Louis are all the exact same things, right? There are all these like platforms for people in town that, you know, that's how you just know about cool things happening. So keep an eye out for that. And hopefully people will continue to support and follow us in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you for being here.
It was my pleasure.
Where can we find you online?
Online. So the Spotlight series is at thespotlightseries.com. It's really simple. I'm on Twitter at Chris at Once. I think on a number of other social media platforms, Instagram, Facebook, etc. And then, of course, our corporate site is oncefilms.com.
Perfect. Well, thanks for being here.
It's my pleasure.
Produced by Hug Monster Sound at Shock City Studios. And thank you for listening. Check out cityinajar.com for more stories and for bonus content from this episode. You can tell me what you thought on Twitter at Jess Leach. And listen in next week when I ask someone else to go on.